Blog Talk Radio.
So amazing to know that you love me so much more profound, to know that you care for me. The show of your mercy and grace has brought me this far. After all I've been through, if I have to count my blessings, how can I thank you enough?
Mankind always worships something,
someone. Let us join Minister Danny as he directs us to worship in our Maker. Hallelujah! We live to worship you, Lord. Bless his name.
Hallelujah, somebody. Come on, give the Lord a clap offering and make a joyful noise to his name here. Yeah. Hallelujah. Are you ready to worship him? Let's worship.
In the beginning, when you made me in your likeness,
oh God.
In your image, you made me for your pleasure. For your glory, your honor, I live. For your glory, your honor, I live, yeah. In the beginning, when you made me in your likeness, in your image, you made me for your pleasure.
Somebody help me sing it. Come on.
I live to worship you. I live to worship you. I live to worship you. I live, Lord God, I live to worship. God, my God, yeah. But you are my joy, my Lord.
Come on.
You're my only love.
Sing it.
You are my King, my God. You're my God, yeah. If you are my joy.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. You are now tuning in to the Prayer Revival once again right here on the Angels of Melody with your host, Evangelist Tanya Johnson, also known as Miss Angel on Deck. And we just thank God for another night of this great revival. I want to give a shout out briefly to all of those that are listening in, whether you are in Detroit or Florida or Chicago, wherever you may be tuning in here in the cities and states. We just want to say God bless you. Also to those that are in the UK tonight, those that are in Italy, and also those that are in Brazil and Mexico, over in the Caribbean, Jamaica, Malaysia, wherever you are tuned in at, we just want to say God bless you. We thank God for our sister Iona Robinson being back on with us. I'm not sure who else is on just yet because the system is still freezing up, so I'm not able to really see who's in the studio, but shortly, hopefully, I will be able to go on and see who else is listening in and give you a shout out as well. But to all those that are listening in all over the world, we just want to say God bless. And we had a great time on last night. We thank God for all of our listeners that listen in. We thank God for our sister Michelle being on with us, and she's also with us sitting in tonight. And also we were blessed by the prayer and the word that was brought forth by our very own Bishop Thomas Hobby. And we just thank God. I'm telling you, it was just a power-packed night. And also with our sister Mary Frost as well was on with us. And I'm telling you, it was just awesome. But on tonight, we're going to flow a little different. We're going to go as God lead. You know, a scripture came to me and it reminded me from back some years back. I can't even tell you how long it was, but I want to say I was maybe in my late 20s, maybe I can say. And what happened was we ended up, I was laying down and, you know, the Lord was speaking to me about some things and he gave me a word and it was so powerful. And I'm telling you, even after that, I still didn't like just yield, but I mean, it had a great impact on my life. And so I was just thanking God for that. But tonight he brought it back to my memories and I want to share it with someone maybe listening in. Maybe you are not sure what God is calling you to do, but he will show it to you. And so I was so used to hearing my family tell me I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to be this great woman of God. And, you know, I listened to it and all, but I wasn't really receiving. I just felt like, you know, whatever. But it took the Lord himself to take me up into a dream, I guess you can say it was, because I was laying down. And I just went into where, in the dream, I saw the Bible open, and he gave me what to read. And after I saw that, I woke up, and I literally went and opened up the Bible, and I remembered the chapter and the verse and everything that he gave me. And when I read that, I just bust out crying, you know? And I called my grandmother up, and I was like, Grandma, you know, God said this, and he said that. You know, and I read it in the word and she was like, oh, praise God. You know, yeah, you know, the Lord is good. And that's what he's calling you to do. And, you know, she still was calling me this great woman of God even before she left. And I wasn't even studying God. And even after that, some things that was prophesied to me concerning ministry, I still did not believe, you know, still. And so, but tonight I want to share this real briefly. St. John, the 15th chapter and the 16th verse, and it reads as follows: Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whosoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it. When I read that, he took me up immediately to where I was. It looked like I was at a service or something, and there was a woman that was demon possessed, and she had like long black hair. It's almost like I could still see it. She had long black hair, and it was like I was sitting in the back, and the man of God was trying to pray and cast it out, but it was like he was struggling. So he looked at me and he said, "You in the back, woman of God, I need you to come and I need you to pray for this woman." Well, I'm sitting in that back. And at the time, you know, in the frame of mind that I was in, I'm looking at myself sitting in that back and I'm like, wow, I don't know about this. I don't know about laying my hands on this woman, because I thought in the dream I was not saved. You know what I'm saying? I thought I was who I was when I laid down and went to sleep. So when I walked up toward the front of the church, I looked at her and she was just like cursing and just clowning. You know what I'm saying? And everybody that know me know that I used to be a clowner out there in the world. So seeing that got me angry, because that spirit was talking to me and cussing at me and everything. And it was like in the dream, I really wanted to just knock her face in, so to speak. But I knew I couldn't do it because the man of God told me to pray. So I put anointed oil. He had the oil in his hand. I put anointed oil in my hand and I began to rub them together. And I just looked at the woman as she was cursing and fooling and, you know, and I just laid my hand on her stomach. And I laid my left hand on her head. And I mean, my hand looked like it was wrapped around her forehead. So it was like I had a grip of her head like a bowling ball. You know what I'm saying? And all I kept hearing myself say, "In the name of Jesus, you're going to come out right now with your hands up and you're going to leave. And I'm not playing with you." And I forgot. I don't know what else I was saying, but I said some more stuff. But to make the long story short, that demon came out. I'm telling you, she was screaming and hollering and she was going to the floor. And I was going with her with my head, hands still on her head like a bowling ball. And the other hand was on her stomach, and I kept smacking, like hitting up against her stomach. So she's puking up at this time. And she jumped up off the floor and she began to just start saying, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus." And when she said that, the voice then speak to me again and said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whosoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." So when that came back to me again, it was like I started praising God and I began to start rejoicing. And when I woke up from that, I literally felt the power of God. My hands were burning. It felt like somebody poured, cut me up with some razor blades and poured some acid or something on it, because they was burning that bad. And the more I was blowing them, the more they burn. So at that time, I'm tripping out because I never felt nothing like that. So I'm calling my grandma and I'm telling her what's going on. And I'm just crying out. And, you know, she began to speak to me about some things. And she said the word of prayer. And I heard the word of prayer. But it was like right after that prayer, I felt like, okay, well, that's good and dandy. I'm going to be doing this work when I get about 50, 60 then. Because, you know, right now, that's not me. But how many know that we can say what we want to say, but, you know, God has the last say. So I'm saying that to say this, that someone may be listening in right now and you know that you are called of God. You know that God have shown you the vision. He has placed the word down in your heart. You know, even though my family was telling me this and telling me that, but it took God. He knew he had to show me himself. You know what I'm saying? He had to show me by the word. You know, I didn't know nothing about, I mean, I read the Bible, but I didn't know nothing about St. John, you know, the John and, you know, the chapter and what was going on. So I didn't know these things, but I thank God that he taught me the word. So I'm saying tonight that If you know that you have a call of God on your life, stop fighting. Because even though I fought the call of God, I went through hell, y'all. I'm going to tell you something. I went through hell up until the time, I'm talking about for years, I put myself through unnecessary mess. And sometimes we want to look at God, this and God. But no, he's been calling us. He's calling us, and we still not listening. And we want to run, you know, but you can't keep running. You know, you have to at some point surrender. And when you don't surrender, I'm telling you, there is consequences. Amen. People don't believe that, but it is consequences. When he said who he loveth, he chased him. And I'm going to tell you something. He'd been chasing me for some years. And I kept on slamming the door in his face saying, Lord, I love you and I believe you. I believe your word. But, you know, when I turn old, you know, I'm going to serve you when I'm old. But that didn't happen. So, you know, I got caught up in a lot of situations. I got caught up with those so-called friends that I was hanging with was getting murdered. You know, shot. A lot of y'all know my testimony, how I hung around a lot of dope men and, you know what I'm saying, and gangbangers and being in the club all the time and being an alcoholic, you know, and was very abusive. You know what I'm saying? I was very abusive. My mouth was just so filthy that people that were cursing was telling me, girl, you curse so much. So you know that's bad when you got friends around you that curse, but they tell you that your mouth is more filthier than theirs. So I'm saying, you know, I'm giving God glory tonight because he brought me from a mighty long way. And it was me that hit my head up on a stone. And you know what I'm saying? That to where I wasn't being obedient. So he said he was chasing me, but it was still consequences. You know, I was not saying yes to him. So when I wasn't saying yes to him, things happened. Like I said, death was around. I was married to a drug dealer. You know, some years back, and I just knew it was going to be a happily ever after. You know what I'm saying? But he had a call on his life. You know, we went to a service, and the man of God didn't know him from a can of paint. And he told him that there was a work that God was calling him to do, but that he had to change his footsteps of where he was walking. And he said, I don't know what you're doing, and I don't want to know. He said, but I hear the Lord saying that if you keep going down the road that you're going down now, death is at the end. Well, some years later, death was at the end. So after that, you know, I began to be mad at and angry at God because I felt like, wow, you know, he took my husband and, you know, this and that. But I knew the word. I knew the consequences. You know what I'm saying? And these type of things happen when you are in sin, you know, and I believe that God knows who's going to get their stuff together and who ain't. And so I don't know what the case may be. I don't know what happened when he got shot in the back because they said he hollered out, oh, Lord. So I don't know if he repented. You know, I was not there. I pray that he did get himself together at that point. We don't know, but only God knows. But all I can say is I'm using this as an example to let you know if you are being called, and you know you've been called, stop running from the call and just lift your hands up tonight and just say, Lord, amen, I surrender all.
Yes.
And you know what I'm saying? Because if you don't, you're going to go through some unnecessary mess. I'm telling you, you're hearing it from someone that knows that went years. I'm talking about not 5 and 6, 7 years, but I went years, do you hear me, of just going through unnecessary stuff when I could have said yes a long time ago. Had I would have really not allowed the enemy to put the cataracts on me to where I could not see, I would have been doing this. You know what I'm saying? I would have been yielding myself, but I've allowed the enemy at that time to let me know that you cannot live this life. It's very boring. And, you know, when you get old and you've done all that you have done, then you can get yourself together. Well, how many know that's a lie? Ain't no such thing as getting yourself together. I could have been still 50, 60 years old and still saying I'm going to get myself together. And then, you know what I'm saying, still not getting it right. And on my way to hell at 80 or 90. I know I remember on the movie The Apostle, Robert Duvall is one of my favorite actors, and he was acting in there as the preacher. A lot of y'all you know, looked at it. And there was a part where it was a bad accident. And he was praying for the gentleman, and I guess that was bringing his wife in the car, but he was praying the prayer of repentance that they would get their stuff together. And he said something because the policeman came behind him and said something to him. And he said, "I'd rather die today and go to heaven than live to be 100 and go to hell." Amen. And when he said that, I just bust out laughing. I said, "Wow, that is deep." And that does sound true. Amen. That, you know, you rather just go on and be with the Lord, meaning get yourself together right now. And if God shall reign, you know what I'm saying? You know where you're going. You're going on to be with the Lord. Then to sit here and keep saying, "I'm not ready. I'm going to put it off when I get 60 or when I get 70, and you on your way to hell. You never can. You always come up with an excuse at each age. So that was something there. And I'm just saying, don't put yourself through unnecessary mess. Just surrender. And I'm going to tell you, I'm still young. No, I ain't 20. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still a young woman. I'm not an old woman at all. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you something. Living for Christ is the best thing that has happened. There's no way in the world to come to me tonight and say, "We need you to come and be a part of the gang, come and be a part of the drug dealing, and we got these cars, and we going to keep doing this music, and we got this money coming," for me to just look at it and say, "You know what, Lord, it was good why it was in ministry for these years, and I'm going to go back." You know what I'm saying? No way in the world you can pay me enough to say go back. I don't care what I go through. I have been down. We all be down and out, and we go through situations, and sometimes we get caught up in depression. But it's still not bad enough for me to say, "Forget you, Lord. I'm going back out in the world and do what I used to do." There's no way in the world. If I ever was to say something like that, then I might as well go ahead in the parking lot and find me a gold Cadillac limo or something and go to hell first class. Because I already know that if I went back, I ain't coming back.
My God.
So I'm saying, you have to get it together. It's not too late. It's never an excuse that I'm too old or I'm too young. There's no excuse of saying, you know, "I've done it all, I've banged, I've shot 5 people, and I know God don't love me, and I'm just not going to go ahead. I just feel like I'm not worthy." If that's the case, then I wouldn't be who I am today, because I have so much under my belt in the past that God knows that I did. And if he didn't love me and he didn't forgive me, I wouldn't be who I am today. I would still probably be out there doing what I was doing, and probably dead by now. Ain't no telling, you know, what would be happening, because I was on the road to hell. Yeah. First class. Yeah. I'm telling you. So we don't want to go to hell. You want to go to heaven first class, not to hell. So I'm saying that to say this, someone, you know, that's listening in, it doesn't matter. You can be free from that life. You can be free. It doesn't matter what you have done. You could have smoked weed about 5 minutes ago. You could have went to the strip bar about 5 minutes ago. You could have went in the hood and made a plan on shooting up Bobby's house. You know what I'm saying? Well, you don't have to go through that plan. You can let the devil know that he is a liar and his time is up, and you finna do a flip mode on him.
Yeah.
And turn yourself over to Christ. Get in that word, cry out, repent, ask God to forgive you for all your sins. You know what I'm saying? And he will come in and he will direct you and he will let you know what your purpose is. It's good to hear what your purpose is from the man of God. God can use a man or woman of God to prophesy that in your life. But I'm going to tell you something, it's even greater when you can find the connection yourself to say, "Okay, God, I heard this from the man and woman of God, but I need you to speak to me. I need you to show me what my purpose is. I need you to show me what you want me to do." And let me tell you, he will do it. and he will teach you and he will train you. I didn't go to school for training for ministry. People ask me, girl, you do this and you just teach so well. And I mean, you just so powerful and you just so anointed. You know, what school did you go to? I've had people ask me that. And I said, I went to the school called Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the school that I went. And I was taught by one of the greatest men in the world. And that's Jesus. And that's what I would tell them. Jesus did this. He birthed this out in me. It didn't just come overnight. You know what I'm saying? I made mistakes in the past. Things had happened. You know what I'm saying? I had to fast. I had to pray to get to where I am today. And still going through some things. You know what I'm saying? But God will deliver us. God will help us. He is a present help in the midst of troubles and situations. So I pray that somebody was encouraged, you know, on this tonight. And we're going to pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for forgiving us from all sin, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now that many around the world is listening to this message. And there are some right now that are lost. And there are some that are shedding tears and saying, my God, this message was for me. Lord, where do I turn? How do I come to you? And Lord, we thank you for them surrendering even right now, God. Thank you, Lord, right now, from them turning over a new leaf. Oh, God, we thank you that they are flipping the script on the enemy right now, oh God, and that they are turning to you saying, what must I do to be saved? What must I do to do what you need me to do? What must I do to get to a prayer meeting? What must I do to get myself in a good Bible teaching ministry where miracle signs and wonders are going on? What must I do?
Yes, God.
Well, Lord, we ask now that you will guide them just like you guided me that time. Lord, we ask now that you will put your word down in them, lead them to scriptures, show them what to read, give it to them just like you did to me, Lord. No one gave me to teach, taught me this word. You did. You gave me scriptures. You gave me the messages. And the same way you did it to me, you can do it for them. So, Lord, we ask now that you will look down on your people everywhere and that you will help them right now in the name of Jesus, that you will speak in their ear gates right now, where they can hear what you are saying, and that their hearts, oh God, that were made of stone will be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus, where they can feel and hear and be directed in your path, God, in your way, oh God, in your word tonight, in Jesus' name. And we plead the blood right now from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that there will not be any backlashing and retaliation from the pits of hell, oh God, tonight, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for raising them up, oh God, to where you want them to be in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the tears of sadness that are running down the faces of many people around the world, Lord, that it will be turned to tears of joy in Jesus' name. Wrap your arms around them right now, Lord, and let them know that you love them, oh God. Let them know that you are there for them. When the best friends walked off, that you are their best friend, and you are holding their hand. When the mama and daddy forsaken them, God, you said, I am here to lift you up to where you belong. Lord, we thank you on tonight, and we give you all the praise. We ask now, God, that those that need help with finances on tonight, that you will release right now the finances into their hands to do the work of the ministry, oh God, to further the ministry, to help pay bills in their home, oh God. Whatever they're seeking you for as far as finances, Lord, we thank you for the heavens being open right now. We thank you, Lord, that they have a spiritual withdrawal slip and that they're able to write down what they need. They're able to write down the amount what they need, and Lord, they're able to give it to you on tonight, Lord, and you will do a heaven withdrawal in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name,
Lord, we thank you that every need will be met in the name of Jesus. That young man and that young girl don't have to sell dope no more. That young woman don't have to be in the strip clubs. That man don't have to be male dancing no more. In Jesus' name, that you will make a way right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Many people don't want to bang. Many of them want to get out, but they feel like there's no way out. I need the money. I need the love of a family. But God, you are the family. And you will place people in their lives that will love them as if they came from the natural family. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for healing the hurt on tonight. Oh, God, heal and glue back the broken hearts on tonight. In the name of Jesus, those minds that have been disrupted, oh God, we ask that you will clean out the minds, God, and that you will bring back every brain cell working normal of thinking the way that you want it to be.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And we just come against right now every assignment of the enemy that will speak to your people, oh God, telling them to kill themselves, telling them there is not is no need to live anymore. We just cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus, that they will live tonight and they will not
yes,
die.
God.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, we thank you.
Yes,
and
thank
we praise you.
Yes.
We lift your name on high tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We lift
yes,
your name on high in the name of Jesus.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you for the lifeline being thrown out right now. Hallelujah, where someone is falling down a pit, but they're able to hold on to your hand and you are lifting them up out of that mildew, oh God. You're lifting them up out of that quicksand that seemed to want to keep them bound and have them drowning in sorrow tonight. Lord, we thank you for the lifeline. We thank you for it. And Lord, every listener that is listening right now on these airwaves, those that have called in, Lord, we ask that you will meet the need
yes,
on tonight. In the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Lord, you know what they stand in need of. I don't know. We don't know. But Lord, you know.
Yes.
And we're asking God that a miracle will happen.
Yes.
Miracles on top of
yes,
miracles. Lord, let something happen tonight. Let something take place before the end of this weekend, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that someone can call in and say, guess what? God did it for me.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you. And we
thank
just praise you for divine favor on tonight. Someone need a job. Someone is looking for a door open. Somebody is looking for the salary to go up. Whatever they need, God. Somebody need transportation on tonight. Somebody need a home on tonight.
Yes.
Lord, we ask
hallelujah,
now that you will move by your spirit on tonight in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praise. And we give you all
yes,
the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we're going to go ahead to a song real briefly of Marvin Winans. I'm telling you, this is a great song that I love. Thy will be done. I'm telling you, draw me close to you. Thy will be done. We're going to hear this great song. Those of you that have called in, do not hang up, because we're going to let the man of God loose to pray for you. Oh God, we're going to loose the man of God to pray for you tonight. Whatever you need from heaven, I'm telling you, God is going to give it to you. We touch and agree on tonight that whatever your desire is, whatever you're seeking God for, God is going to do that thing for you. I'm telling you. So we'll be back in a few minutes. Stay, keep it locked. We'll be right back.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. Lay it all down, yeah. He'll see it all. You are mine. Of your embrace.
No one else can take your place. Not when I wanna feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find my way. Bring me back to you, yeah. Say it with me, say, I see you. And I want you to work. Some of you need to close your eyes right now. Talk to the Lord and say, I see you. And I want you to work in me. Say, and I want you to do the same thing. I'm tired of being the way you used to be, Lord. And I want you to work in me. Have your way in me, Lord. I want you to work in me.
All right, y'all, I'm telling you that song was Marvin Winans, Draw Me Close, and Thy Will Be Done. And we just thank the Lord. We once again want to give a shout out to our sister Ona Robinson listening in, our sister evangelist Belinda Pritchett. I think I'm saying the last name right. She right sitting there like, what did you say? Also, we have Vicky Gunn. That's on the line with us all. I'm telling you, we're going to let the man of God loose, Bishop Thomas Hobby, on tonight, and he's going to be praying. And so we're going to give it over to him where he would pray. And we just know that God is going to meet every need tonight, and he's going to answer your prayer.
Praise the Lord. We bless the name of the Lord on tonight. He is wonderful. He is great and greatly to be praised. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Without him, I could do nothing. And without him, I would fail. Without God, my life would be drifting, just like a ship without a sail. Without him, I could do nothing. And without him, I would fail. Without God, my life would be drifting just like a ship without a sail. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name on tonight, Lord God. We honor you in this place, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we can do nothing, Lord God, without you, Lord God. We need you in everything that we do, Lord God. Everything that we say, Lord God. Govern us and guide us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, right now, Lord God, we just release ourselves unto you right now. We yield ourselves, every member, Lord God, unto you right now. Have your way in us, Lord God. Do what you want to do in us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Make us and mold us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Hallelujah. To be what you called us to be, Lord God. In this last hour, Lord God, it's not a time to be afraid. It's not a time, Lord God. Hallelujah, too. Allow the enemy to speak to our hearts and our minds, Lord God. But strengthen us today, Lord God. Strengthen us for the journey, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that every person, Lord God, that is listening on tonight, Lord God. Father, that you would touch them, Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for each and every person across the globe, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray for leadership, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you would strengthen leaders everywhere, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch every pastor, Lord God, every bishop, every apostle, Lord God, every evangelist, oh God, every teacher, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, every layperson, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, touch them now, Lord God, hallelujah. Father, call forth your kingdom today, Lord God. Your people, Lord, that would serve you, Lord God. Your people, Lord God, that would, hallelujah, hunger and thirst after righteousness, oh God. Father, we thank you right now, and we give your name the praise, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Father, there are those, Lord God, that are leaving us every day, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for life, strength, and health, dear God. We thank you for peace of mind, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for our children, Lord God. Continue to watch over them, Lord God, and keep them, Lord God, as they endeavor to do the things that are necessary for them to do in school, Lord God. Touch their minds, oh God. Strengthen them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you will protect them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, there are those, Lord God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, that are in school, Lord God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't know the danger, Lord God, that they may be facing, Lord God, but we're praying, Lord God, that you would send your angels, Lord God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would watch over them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. That there be no catastrophes, oh God. And Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would watch over their well-being, Lord God. That, hallelujah, Lord, even the one, Lord God, that
that thought in their mind to do evil, Lord God. Father, that you would turn them around even now, God. Change their mind, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, from doing, Lord God, what they planned out to do in their mind, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would deliver them, Lord God, and that you would set them free, Lord God, hallelujah, and that they would have a mind to serve you, a mind to seek you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I thank you right now. I glorify you right now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, for this broadcast, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for, amen, the Angels of Melody broadcast, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that you would bless with the resources, Lord God, that are necessary, Lord God, for the continuation of this broadcast, oh God. Father, you know what we have need of, Lord God. Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would supply, Lord God, the equipment, Lord God, the computers, Lord God, the microphones, Lord God. Father, that you would supply, Lord God, even the facility, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you for it right now, Lord God. Father, Lord God, that you would cause those, Lord God, who tune in, Lord God, Father, Lord God, that they would, hallelujah, be able to bless them, Lord God, hallelujah, spiritually, Lord God, and financially, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that your will be accomplished, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I pray, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord, right now. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Father, that you would move, Lord God, in our favor, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, there may be those, Lord God, who are listening from afar, Lord God, who have the resources that are needed, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they will contact us, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, and that a door shall be opened, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, for this broadcast shall continue to come forth, Lord God. And Father, we thank you for new platforms, God. We thank you, Lord God, for new areas, Lord God, that you're giving us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're causing us to reach even more people, Lord God, hallelujah, by your name, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, I thank you today, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that your spirit prevails, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we glorify your name, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, even as the evangelist was praying on tonight, Lord God, hallelujah, and for those that have not accepted and need to accept their call in their life, oh God, Father, I pray even now, God, hallelujah, that you would touch their hearts and their minds, oh God, that they would walk in it, Lord God, and that they would know, Lord God, that the training is there for them, Lord God, and that the support is there for them, Lord God. And there may be those that are in the sound of my voice even now, Lord God, hallelujah, that reside here in this area, Lord God, that would want to join forces even with the ministry, God, that you has given us, Lord God, to start in the Detroit metro area, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would put the team together, Lord God. I pray, Lord, even now, God, that you would put the right people, Lord God, in place, Lord God, and that we would come together, Lord God, and that, hallelujah, that they would see the vision and capture the vision, Lord God, and that the vision would become a part of them, Lord God, and Father, that they would support the vision, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. For Lord God, this is good ground, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they would sow into good ground, Lord God. And I decree and I declare on today, Lord God, that even those, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that if glory to God, that have tuned in, God, and even the ones, God, that the prophet have spoken to already, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, you know, and only you know, God, what was true and what was not true, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I stand upon every true word tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. And all else be a liar, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And I pray on tonight, Lord God, hallelujah, that every word that was spoken, Lord God, prophetically, Lord God, that has come to pass, that has been true, Lord God, that Lord God, that is undeniable, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, that it goes out to do, Lord God, what it was set to do, Lord God. Father God, that it shall not return back void, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And not only that, Lord God, but those, Lord God, that have received that word, Lord God, help them to understand and to know, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, that they do not operate unlawfully, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. For your word said, Lord God, hallelujah, glory to God, that believe in the Lord thy God, hallelujah, glory to God, and you would be established, hallelujah, and believe in his prophets, hallelujah, and ye shall prosper, hallelujah, as they prosper, Lord God, hallelujah, as they come forth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree, Lord God, right now, Lord God, I refuse, Lord God, to beg for anything, Lord God, because I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Hallelujah. But, oh God, you said that your servant, God, was worthy of your hire, of his hire, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I decree, and I declare on tonight, God, hallelujah, that you would, hallelujah, hallelujah, cause them, Lord God, to sow into this ministry, yes, God. Hallelujah. Not for selfish reasons, God. Hallelujah. But for the sake of the kingdom, God. For the furtherance of the kingdom, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we need it right now, God. Lord, you see, Lord God, how these computers have been acting up, oh God. I declare even now, God. Hallelujah. For your word said, Lord God, that we have not because we ask not, Lord God. I'm believing now, God, for a new computer, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, a computer, Lord God, that will be capable, Lord God, of the capacity, God, that we need, oh God. Hallelujah. That will broadcast, that would broadcast clearly, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that we can take anywhere, Lord God, and set it up, Lord God, hallelujah, and the speed, Lord God, hallelujah, would be right, Lord God. I'm praying even now, God, for headphones and, hallelujah, microphone, God, a mixer, God, in the equipment, God, hallelujah, that is necessary, God, for the advancement of the kingdom, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I believe, God, hallelujah, that you're going to do it, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. And if the one that is on the line now, God, if they cannot do it, Lord God, then they know somebody who can, Lord God. I pray now, God, hallelujah, that they, Lord God, hallelujah, would even seek out others, Lord God, for resources, even if they don't have it, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you for it now, Lord God. Now, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, use us for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that your people, Lord God, hallelujah, glory to God, and that your church would be glorified, and that your people, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, would be blessed, oh God, and that you would be edified, oh God, that the church would be edified, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, and that your people, Lord God, would be justified in you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you now. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I'm praying, Lord God, for Evangelist Belinda Pritchett right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, right now I pray, Lord God, that you would bless the woman of God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless her ministry, Lord God. Bless, hey, glory to God, the things, God, that you have established for her, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I'm praying, Lord God, that you bless the woman of God with resources right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I bind the enemy, Lord God, that wars against the woman of God, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Ah, yes, God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you even now, Lord God. Hallelujah. For the things that you're getting ready to do, Lord God. Father, hallelujah, I bind right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I come against, Lord God, those things that surround her even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That try, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those that have spoken against her, Lord God. Hallelujah. I decree and I declare, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That the woman of God is blessed, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I declare right now, God, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. That you're working out that situation, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you now, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for evangelists right now, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, hallelujah. Glory to God, that you would open new doors for her, Lord God. Hallelujah, that no man can shut, oh God. And I pray even now, Lord God, hallelujah, even some things concerning school, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, for I hear you saying, Lord God, go back, go back, go back. Hallelujah, glory to God, because there's some things that God wants to do. He wants to finalize, hallelujah, with you going back to do some schooling, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, and the Lord's hand is upon it. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, and I hear the Lord saying, put them in his hand. Hallelujah, for he says, I have them, and they shall not slip out, they shall not fall out. Hallelujah, glory to God. Cast your worries and your cares upon me. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Worry no more. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, put them in my hands. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I thank you for it now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch Sister Iona Robinson, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God, already, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, in advance for what you're getting ready to do, Lord God. And Father, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, that you know all and you see all, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I thank you for new opportunities, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, that the woman of God heard your word on last night, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, that you got right in her neighborhood, Lord God.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord God, that you caused her, hallelujah, to understand, God, that you were thinking about her, Lord God, and that your word is true, Lord God. And I pray even on tonight, God, hallelujah, that you would finalize some things in her, Lord God, and hallelujah, that you would continue, Lord God, to bless, that you would continue, Lord God, to, hallelujah, hallelujah, confirm, Lord God, the things, God, that you have already spoken, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for it now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, and I pray, Lord, that you would continue, Lord God, hallelujah, to watch over her right now. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, and we give your name the praise, Lord God, and we honor you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I pray, Lord God, even now, God, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for Sister Vicky Gunn, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Ah, ya tokosi, rambakosi ni miatokoho, randiri abasai. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
yes. Yes.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For I hear the Lord saying, lift up the bowed down head. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, in your name, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
God. I'm praying, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, oh God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Heal on today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Touch her in her body right now, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. And not only that, Lord God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There's even some things, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For I see someone else in the picture, Lord God. Hallelujah. That's surrounding even her, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And I'm praying, Lord God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. That you would lift the burden and that you would lift the weight, oh God.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
yes.
Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Even the things that they have spoken, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. They have spoken down, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And even in the things, God, that they have spoken down on her concerning, Lord God. Hallelujah. They spoke the thing, Lord God, but it's as though it's not, hallelujah, it's not her, but it's really them. Hallelujah. But because, hallelujah, there's some jealousy, Lord God, and there's some envy, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, right now, Lord God, I pray right now that you would touch this woman right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God.
Yes.
Free her mind, free her heart right now in the mighty name
yes.
of Jesus. I command oppression, depression right now in the mighty
yes.
name of
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Loose your hold right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God. Even the things concerning some things on the job, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, I decree and I declare, Lord, right now in the name, hey, glory to God. Favor in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Favor where it seemed like it could be no favor. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even when it seemed like they would not do it, Lord God, you're getting ready to open a door, Lord God. And Father, I thank you now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woman of God, I don't know if you have children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm seeing a child. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm seeing a little girl. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, God. I don't know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But there's some things concerning the little girl. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She's really bright. Hallelujah. I can see her eyes even now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But God said there's some things that that you're going to have to do to prepare her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know if it's your daughter, if it's someone who's close to you, someone. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. But God said you're very much involved in her life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's some things, hallelujah, that even at a young age, hallelujah, because of her abilities and because of her intelligence, hallelujah, that God says that he's getting ready, hallelujah, glory to God, to bestow upon her, hallelujah, glory to God. She's getting ready to enter into even, hallelujah, some things concerning television and commercials, praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's some doors that's going to open up for her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, even at a young age, hallelujah, you need to get her in front of some producers. Glory to God. You need to get her in front of some people that can help her. And you need to be there, hallelujah, to listen to the business deals and some of the things that are there. Hallelujah. Because God is getting ready, hallelujah, to open up a door. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. And it's something concerning the parent. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord saying that, hallelujah, he's going to turn that thing around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm not sure what it's all about, praise God, but he says, you know, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Father.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
bless your name.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father, even on tonight, Lord God, hallelujah, glory to God. I speak to the woman of God over this broadcast, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. Now I hear the Lord say, woman of God, get ready. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, get ready for the abundance. Hallelujah. Get ready for the overflow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said he's destroying, hallelujah, the yoke. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And woman of God, hallelujah, even in your travels, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. even in the engagements that he gives unto you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God said you're getting ready to walk into a great authority. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That as you speak, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His divine power is going to move on the people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's going to move upon them in a very mighty way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As you begin to speak, hallelujah, you begin to pray for different individuals. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Healing will take place. Hallelujah. Deliverance will take place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You will not be like the others. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For you will have altar callers. There will be souls saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Souls, hallelujah, will be claimed to the kingdom.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord saying you will be likened unto the old mothers. Glory to God. They used to go out into the streets. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they would take stockings. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they would give them to the prostitute.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Just so they could get an opportunity to witness to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's an area. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is calling your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you're getting ready to go in this place. Hallelujah. And women are going to be set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to love on them. Hallelujah. And they're going to be set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I declare, Lord God, that the resources, Lord God, hallelujah, are coming, Lord God. Hallelujah. Even as we speak, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. From the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you for it, Lord, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Father, I even pray, Lord God, hallelujah, for Apostle Haddon, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Both of them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know if they're listening in or but they can even go to the broadcast, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray even now, Lord God, that you would touch them both, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And even now, Lord God, the apostle, Lord God, hallelujah, the man of God, Lord God, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Father, touch him now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Strengthen him, Lord God. Hallelujah. Strengthen him even now, Lord God, in his body, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I pray, Lord God, for the opportunities, Lord God, that you're opening even now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Business deals, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for them now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, right now, Lord God, hallelujah. Father, I see transition, Lord God. Transition, Lord God. Transition, Lord God. Transition, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. There's some places, God, that you're getting ready to take him, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, even, Lord God, the things, Lord God, you've already taken in many places, God. But this new place, Lord God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. You're transitioning, Lord God, him into a new place, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, right now, Lord God, even there are those, Lord God, hallelujah, who are of, Lord God, hallelujah, Hallelujah. The old church, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, who may not understand, God, but Father, this is necessary, God. Hallelujah. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, that you're causing, Lord God, hallelujah, growth. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. You're causing, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Even some things concerning the fellowship, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. There'll be those, Lord God, that he shall father, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God. There'll be those, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that he shall mentor in this hour, Lord God. Hallelujah. For I hear you, Lord God, saying that there is wealth inside of him, Lord God. There is value, Lord God, that is needed in the kingdom, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, even now, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, as he shall lay hands on many sons and daughters, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. For Apostle Joyce, Lord God, Haddon, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, even the more, Lord God, hallelujah. Father, you've given her a sure and accurate word, Lord God, upon her lips, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as you continue, Lord God, to expose her around the globe, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, right now, Lord God, that you would open new doors for her, Lord God. Hallelujah. New revelation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, I thank you even now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, hallelujah. I'm praying, Lord God, hallelujah, for the church there, Lord God. Hallelujah. For the school, Lord God. Hallelujah. And those, Lord God, that you're placing in their care, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, right now, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're lifting, Lord God, every burden and every weight, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you're working it out, Lord God, right now, God, that you're causing favor, Lord God, for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. There's an immediate need, God, even now, God, hallelujah. Father, I pray, Lord God, hallelujah. God, hallelujah. You know, God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. What has been upon our heart, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Peace, 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 peace in our heart, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Peace, 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 peace in our heart, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. The things, God, that she's already had to endure, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, concerning family members around her, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, strengthen even now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. As you increase her brand, oh God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. 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 There's some global things, God, that they're getting ready to do, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I thank you even now, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it even now, God.
Thank you,
Father. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Touch Sister Pamela, Lord God.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Strengthen her, Lord God, for the journey, Lord God. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For I see elevation, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even in some areas, God, that you've already been dealing with her on, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Elevation is yours, woman of God. Hey, glory. Walk in it. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless the work that you have established in her, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For you're strengthening her in this hour, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Strength for the journey, Lord God. Strength for the work, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I give your name the praise, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. And Father, I pray, Lord God, for the Worship Center Network, Lord God. Yes. Worship Center Radio, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
That you would continue to bless, Lord God.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord God, that they're about to wreak havoc over the highways, oh God. In the airways, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, I thank you now, Lord God, that you're touching and you're moving right now, Lord God. Father, you're setting things up. You're causing things to line up right now. Father, I pray, Lord God, even now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, that you have done what you said you would do, Lord God, that you've provided, you're providing a way, Lord God, for the resources that they needed, Lord God, to secure the building, Lord God. And I thank you now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Touch Brother Juan, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless his household, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You know what he have need of, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch right now, God.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you. Yes.
We thank God. I'm telling you, we thank God for tonight.
Yes, Lord.
A wonderful, awesome broadcast it has been. And I'm telling you, we thank God for his word and his prayer going forth on the airwaves tonight. I'm telling you, it was just a blessing. And we pray that y'all out there that's listening in all over the world has been blessed as well by this great prayer revival. And, you know, we just thank the Lord. We also want you to keep in mind that, you know, to sow in the ministry, if you've been blessed, you can go to PayPal.com, and you can type in Evangelist Tanya Johnson at Yahoo.com, and you can sow a seed. And we just thank God for tonight, and we will be on live tomorrow night. I'm telling you, doing it up again for this great prayer revival, and we have a great guest, a woman of God, that will be calling in on tomorrow night. And so I'm just excited about that. I'm telling you. And we just thank God for his many, many blessings. We have some great guests. You know, we thank God for Apostle Nikki Lewis will be on with us on tomorrow night. So y'all going to have to tune in. Links will be posted for all to hear. We're going to be on from 7 to 9. And I'm telling you, it's just going to be awesome. And so in saying that, once again, we just thank the Lord. She's from Woman of War Ministries. And so we just going to be looking forward to Apostle Nikki Lewis on tomorrow night. And then on Monday, we have a great woman of God calling in all the way from Ohio. We thank God for Evangelist Lady Shannon Banks. I'm telling you, there in Sandusky, Ohio, she will be on, and I'm not sure about Tuesday yet, but Wednesday we're going to be having Bishop Eric Lloyd, also with our brother Apostle Anthony Heath.
Yes.
and Bishop Thomas. I'm about to get the name mixed up with the other last names, Lord. We thank God for Bishop Thomas Hobby being back on with us. So Wednesday night is going to be off the chain. We got three awesome fireball men that's going to be on, y'all. I'm telling you, on Wednesday. So y'all want to just keep it locked next week, because I'm telling you, it's going down. And so in saying that, we just thank God for his many blessings. And we just want y'all to know that we love you so much, and remember that God loves you too. And always know that don't live good to die bad, but live to die great in Christ Jesus. We're going to end this off tonight by saying, God bless. Have a blessed night. Sweet dreams, sweet sleep in Jesus' name. Taking us off is another song by Marvin Winans called Faithful. And like I said, tomorrow links will post for all to hear, and you can call in. And that's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern time. All right then, y'all. God bless y'all.
Righteous, yes you are. Worship.